You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 08, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The shooting of Robert Jones by Detective Christopher Sweeney on October 3, 2024, has raised serious questions about police accountability in Philadelphia. Initially, the Philadelphia Police Department claimed the incident occurred during an attempted carjacking, a narrative they later retracted. This retraction was not accompanied by a clear explanation, leaving a gap in understanding the official account of events. Neither the police department nor the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office has provided substantial information about Jones's death, fueling public distrust. The lack of details about the interactions leading up to the shooting complicates the pursuit of justice for Jones and his family. The Citizens Police Oversight Commission, CPOC, faces significant hurdles in ensuring police accountability. Tanya McClary, CPOC's executive director, has expressed frustration over the commission's limited role in investigating cases like the Jones shooting, attributing these limitations to pushback from the police officers' labor union. CPOC's responsibilities include enhancing police accountability, transparency, and community trust, as well as advocating for independent investigations of police misconduct. They collaborate with law enforcement, holding regular meetings to review policies and address concerns. Despite these efforts, the existing police contract with the Fraternal Order of Police, FOP, has hindered CPOC's ability to conduct independent investigations. CPOC has testified before the Philadelphia City Council during FOP contract hearings, emphasizing how the current agreement limits their investigative capacity. Recently, CPOC's demand for independent investigations was included in the city's proposals for a new police contract, suggesting a potential path toward improved oversight. However, CPOC's annual report highlights ongoing challenges, including resource limitations and barriers to achieving full independence. The Philadelphia District Attorney's Office has a documented history of identifying instances where information was suppressed and investigations flawed by police homicide detectives. For example, an investigation by the Conviction Integrity Unit, CIU, into a 2008 conviction revealed that detectives withheld information implicating another suspect, Ivan Simmons. The CIU found that police suppressed details indicating they considered Simmons and his brother suspects in another murder. A ballistics analysis later confirmed that the same weapon was used in both murders, a comparison not requested by police in 2008. These past instances of suppressed evidence raise concerns about current police practices and underscore the need for robust oversight. The ongoing struggle for independent investigations significantly affects the likelihood of justice in cases of police misconduct, such as the shooting of Robert Jones. Without independent oversight, there is a pervasive lack of confidence that complaints will be fully investigated. This systemic issue can lead to a perception of impunity for misconduct and hinder learning from systemic errors. Creating independent oversight bodies is critical to improving prosecutorial accountability and ensuring a just system. Community response to the shooting and limited transparency has been one of deep concern. When police departments and district attorneys fail to provide clear information, it erodes public trust, especially within the Black community. The death of Joshua Mister in police custody in April 2025 further highlights the urgent need for comprehensive police oversight. These incidents create a climate where justice is perceived as elusive and accountability rarely achieved. CPOC is actively working to enhance community police relations and promote civilian oversight in Philadelphia. CPOC held an event on June 17 to welcome Tanya McClary and discuss her aspirations for civilian oversight. This event highlighted CPOC's achievements and ongoing efforts to improve community police relations. CPOC engages in public advocacy, including writing op-eds and conducting outreach to educate the community about the necessity of independent investigations. Despite these measures, CPOC's effectiveness remains constrained by the existing police contract. The struggle for full independence and increased capacity is ongoing, as stated by McClary. The inclusion of CPOC's call for independent investigations in the city's proposals for a new police contract represents a significant step forward. The actual implementation and impact of these changes will determine the future of police accountability in Philadelphia. Copyright African Elements.